GSA awarded Unisys a $6.7 million contract to move its legacy email system, which is based on IBM's Lotus Notes, to the cloud. Unisys is partnered with Google and others to provide what they the Google apps for government. Now, Casey Coleman is GSA's chief information officer. She describes what this move means for more than 17,000 employees and contractors who have GSA email accounts.
We anticipate a number of benefits that will come from moving to this new platform in the cloud, including resiliency, immediate access to upgrades as new functionality is offered, rather than waiting on the ability to upgrade client machines one by one internally, a cost reduction of nearly 50% from the current in-house email program, and finally, improved access to critical business tools for mobile workers.
Now, Google Apps for Government includes email, calendar, other collaboration tools. I think, Chris, actually, you use the Google apps for the general public versus for government. Right. The big difference between Google Apps for Government and Google Apps for the average citizen is the Google has gotten their cloud certified at the moderate level under the Federal Information Security Management Act, so therefore it meets the government's security needs.
Right. Yes, and it's I mean, one of the advantage of it is like Gmail, essentially like Gmail, but it's built for organizations, so it has document stuff and all that kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. And what they're saying is this is just the front end system that the user will see won't be much different than what they see now.
Yeah. So this contract, it follows OMB's announcement last month of what they're calling a cloud-first policy. Is that why so many agencies and vendors are paying such close attention to this particular? Because $7 million, it's not that much money.
Exactly, and the fact is GSA is a big agency, but it's not VA, it's not DOD,
right.
it's not a huge agency. But I think that's part of the reason. Definitely, it's the first major really jump into the cloud for something like this, especially a commercial cloud. The other part of the reason is that the idea of we've seen certain systems, data.gov, usaspending.gov, even the recovery.gov, have all gone to a commercial cloud offerings, but GSA has not, and other agencies have not taken critical functions as email, and whether you say email is done or it's all about instant messaging or things like that, email is still very much used in government. Now, Dave McClure is GSA's Associate Administrator for Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies.
There'll be a lot of interest on the part of other agencies. We're always looking for the leaders that are going out, and there'll be a period of lessons learned and so forth, which I think we're happy to be in that position because we feel like we've made the right decision and the right choice in going into the cloud email space. As you know, we also have under the Federal Cloud Computing Initiative a multi-tenant BPA process that we're working on. We have an intergovernmental cloud email working group that's been working with us and industry to put together a pretty robust offering probably right after the first of the year that will be available to agencies as well. So that's not this particular award, but I can tell you there's a lot of agencies that are very interested in getting that BPA out on the market so that they can also consider various cloud-based solutions.
So obviously agencies are very much watching how GSA makes this happen, both from a technical point of view and a change management perspective, because what this is basically doing is GSA is saying, we're the guinea pigs here, and once we make this work, if they make it work, here is this BPA that other agencies can buy very similar services from a limited number of pre-qualified vendors. Now, for instance, with infrastructure as a service, which is the first BPA, there's about 11. I imagine for email, there's probably a similar amount. They haven't discussed how many yet. Now, Vivek Kundra is the federal CIO, and he said actually yesterday that the GSA award shows that where agencies are moving, especially to the cloud for email, that it can be done, and then more and more agencies are going to follow suit. In fact, one of the 2012 IT budget guidance that's going to be coming out over the next few months will talk about moving to the cloud, whether it's commercial or a government-only cloud, and the big push for agencies to do that.
And I know we're going to talk about this in a second, but there is some challenge. This is the first time that this has really happened on a small federal agency. I know Google Apps is being used by cities of Orlando. LA is, I think, the biggest rollout that they've had. A lot of schools. But first significant agency.
Well, there are several pilots going on, definitely around the government. The National Business Center over at the Interior Department, they actually, I think, have moved to the cloud for email. But GSA is probably the biggest one. It's hard to say the first because there's a lot of small agencies as well.
So among the biggest challenges GSA and Unisys will face is migrating their email system into the cloud. Talk a little bit about that.
Casey Coleman said the biggest challenge will be actually change management, not the technical side, which we hear quite often. Getting employees used to the new system, how it works, to make sure there's training. And obviously, employees have to get answers to questions very quickly. It's very similar to what we saw with NMCI. If you take too much time, people are going to hate it right away. That's the big Navy Marine Corps internet. Now, I caught up with PV Pavada, the Vice President and Managing Partner for Civilian Agencies at Unisys Federal Systems, about some of the challenges that he sees.
So we have a very good partner in Tempest Nova that we work very closely with that has tools and techniques on the back-end side to make that migration successful and easy, which they have been doing Lotus Notes migration for a number of years.
Now, let me just jump in real quick. When you talk about migration on the back end, are we talking about the data that has to be migrated? Is it the email addresses?
Absolutely. So the GSA users will not see any difference. It'll be the same email, gsa.gov, same authentication mechanism on the back end side. It's just in a cloud, basically. So users are going to use the same email address. They don't have to change it. They're going to use the same sort of sign-on credentials. So it just moves from one back-end platform to the other back-end platform with capabilities.
Now, Pavada adds that many people, because they're familiar with the cloud-based email system and how it works, it shouldn't be that hard for employees to really get used to the change. I mean, a lot of us have Google or Yahoo or Hotmail or AOL, and those are all basically your cloud-based solutions for email.
So a very high profile, we talked about this, not much money, but very high profile, people watching it a lot. Any chances that it's going to be protested? And you were telling me out in the newsroom that there are some interesting wrinkles in here.
Well, that's a great question. It's hard to say about protests. You just never know. The unsuccessful bidder still must go through a debriefing from GSA and then decide, obviously, whether they are or not going to protest. Now, if I'm going to guess, and obviously this is just a guess, I would say there's about a 50-50 chance of a protest. One of the reasons is just how quickly, for instance, Microsoft came out with a statement deriding the award to Unisys and Google. I mean, I think within the 2 hours of the press release coming from GSA, Microsoft had a comment out saying how disappointed they were. And then there's also some in the community, the vendor community as well, questioning how Unisys and Google can secure GSA's data, which was another question that we've talked quite a bit about during the press conference yesterday. Interestingly, GSA modified the request for quote late in the process to expand the requirement of where the data center could reside. So initially, the data center had to be in the continental United States, but then when GSA modified the RFQ, that was to allow data centers outside the United States. Now, some industry sources tell me that was specifically for Google, and others bring up the fact that the Trade Agreements Act, which is one of those, you know, in-depth procurement rules, but something that you have to follow for all contracts over $200,000, prohibits certain, you know, buys, if you will, in this case, data centers in specific countries like China, India, other countries. Now, it doesn't say data centers specifically, but over $200,000, it has some provisions around these countries. Now, Google is well known to have a lot of their data centers around the world. So where does the data reside? Well, that's the question I asked Casey Coleman about this issue.
The paramount concern, as always, for GSA's decision in this case, and in every case, is information security. And as you know, data security is about much more than the physical location of the data. The cloud, while it offers considerable economies and efficiencies, security is still paramount. So the vendor team is required to comply and will comply, and we will monitor them to make sure they are compliant with all applicable federal regulations and requirements regarding information security.
Can you tell me if their cloud is in India or if their cloud's actually in the U.S.?
It's not in India. And our primary concern was and is security of the data, regardless of where it resides.
Okay, so she didn't quite answer the question, but
she told us not in India, which then the Trade Agreements Act may not apply, which is a question I actually submitted to GSA. I'm still waiting to hear back from them on that specific issue. Now, Coleman adds that the contract stipulates that GSA owns all of the data, and should the contract end, Google and Unisys would have to turn the data back over to GSA and guarantee they erase it off their servers. Now, this also brings up that issue of jurisdiction, who has jurisdiction over the data, because that's another big issue both internationally and at the state level. Yeah. And Coleman was very clear, we own it, it's our data, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, I asked Pavada from Unisys about where the data center resides too, and he didn't offer too much more.
What I would say is GSA was very thoughtful in specifying security requirements that fully meet FISMA certification. So as GSA mentioned yesterday, we plan to fully implement and meet the requirements that are required by GSA. I think that's our plan.
You can either discuss if the data center where the data is going to be located. I know there'll be multiple ones, but most are going to be in the U.S. or they're going to be outside the U.S. I mean, I know that you could say, well, it doesn't really matter, it's as long as it's secure, but there's a whole bunch of other issues that come around it in terms of data ownership and jurisdiction over the data. And I know that came up several times. I mean, can you at least tell us if this is even in the U.S.?
As a smart security policy, you know, you don't go publicly and talk about the locations. All I can say is we're working very closely, GSA, and they'll have close monitoring and insight of everything that we're going to be doing to fully meet their requirements.
So I found it interesting that nobody's going to confirm where the data center is, in the U.S. or not in the U.S. And I think that's a big deal. I think a lot of agencies are worried about their data. Who has the data? Where is it residing? How do I control the data? How do I know the data center is meeting FISMA and always meets FISA, not FISMA, not when I went there on Monday, but on Tuesday it no longer meets FISMA? And what about the physical security issues? And I wouldn't be surprised if that becomes part of that protest that may or may not happen. But let me just say, it wouldn't surprise me if it is a piece of it.
Part of this issue is the cloud is all over the place. And we've even seen with WikiLeaks that they, you know, Amazon shut them down. So they moved their servers to someplace else. I mean, it's not necessarily tied to any one place.
Correct. And I think that's the point Casey and PV are trying to make about the fact is, listen, it's all about security. If they secure the data, it doesn't really matter where it is. I mean, but at the same time, I think that's a big concern for agencies who are looking at this going, well, do I want to move my email to the cloud or move my data to the cloud? How do I know that it's going to be secure? And just saying it's FISMA moderate compliant, is that enough? And I don't know if that the answer there. A couple other issues came up too. For instance, GSA is calculating savings from moving to the cloud, as well as the certification and accreditation under FISMA, going back to the security thing. Now, GSA's McClure said it went through the agency's GSA's certification accreditation process, but that's not quite the same as the FedRAMP process, which is something that they're trying to do for the government-wide use of the cloud services and platforms. McClure says GSA's process is about 80 to 90% the same as the draft FedRAMP process, but as we know, as we heard from Scott Carr earlier, the FedRAMP process is about 6 to 7 months away from really being completed. Right. So there's some questions about how that all is going to fit together. Now, the savings are another thing a lot of agencies are watching. GSA says it could save 50% of what it's paying now for email, about $15 million. But of course, that's an estimate. It's yet to be determined. I did ask Unisys's Pivata about the savings, and he said, you know, his company has plenty of commercial clients who are seeing very similar results, so it's definitely possible. But he was quick to point out that was GSA's number, not Unisys's number. So this is one of those programs that's going to continue to be closely watched, and as it develops and as it migrates over the next year, and we'll be following it.